ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरंश्चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। नास्तप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैस्तकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। विल रिस्पॉन्सिबली चैंट द इन्वोकेशन प्रेयर्स टू द श्रीमद् भागवतम। बिफोर रिसाइटिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट, लेट अस ऑफर अवर रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस अनटु द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड Narayan, unto Narnarayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. By regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and thus loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. This morning we are reading from the 7th canto, chapter 8, which is entitled The Lord Slays the King of the Demons. Text 46 does not have a purport, but we'll recite that Sanskrit for this sloka, and then we'll read the purport and comment on the sloka number 47. श्री विद्याधर ऊचो विद्या पृथक दरनाय अनुराधाम न्यासे दत् अज्ञो बलवीर द्रिपा सयेन संख्ये पशुवधतस्तम माया निशिंहं प्रणवास्म नित्यम्। श्री विद्याधर ऊचो विद्यां पृथक दारणाय अनुराधम न्यासाद अज्ञो बलवीर्य दृप्ता न स येन संख्ये पशुवद्दतस्तम् मायान सिंहं प्राणस्म नित्यम्। Matajis, Sri Vidyadhara Uchu, the inhabitants of Vidyadhara Loka prayed, Vidyam, mystic formulas by which one can appear and disappear. Prithak, separately. Dharanaya, by various meditations within the mind. Anuradham, attained. Nyasdhat, stopped. Agya, this fool. Balavirya Darpa, puffed up by bodily strength and his ability to conquer anyone. Saha, he, Hiranyakashipu. Yena, by whom. Sankhe, in battle. Pashuvat, exactly like an animal. Hata, killed. Tam, unto him. Maya Narsimham, appearing as Lord Narsimhadev by the influence of his own energy. Pranataha, fallen. Sma, certainly. Nityam, eternally. Translation, and there is no purport to this one, but there is purport to the next one. The inhabitants of Vidyadhara Loka prayed, our acquired power to appear and disappear in various ways according to varieties of meditation was banned by that foolish Hiranyakashipu because of his pride in his superior bodily strength and his ability to conquer others. Now, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has killed him just as if the demon were an animal. Unto that supreme pastime form of Lord Narsimhadev, we eternally offer our respectful obeisances. We'll go on to the next shloka, text 47, Shinaga Uchu. Yena papena ratnani istri ratnani hritani nah tad vaksha patane nasham dattananda namo astute. The inhabitants of Nagaloka said, the most sinful Hiranyakashipu took away all the jewels on our hoods and all our beautiful wives. Now, since his chest has been pierced by your nails, you are the source of all pleasure to our wives. Thus, we together offer our respectful obeisances unto you, responsively. The inhabitants of Nagaloka said, the most sinful Hiranyakashipu took away all the jewels on our hoods and all our beautiful wives. Now, since his chest has been pierced by your nails, you are the source of all pleasure to our wives. Thus, we together offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. No one is peaceful if his wealth and wife are forcibly taken away. All the inhabitants of Nagaloka, which is situated below the earthly planetary system, were in great anxiety because their wealth had been stolen and their wives kidnapped by Hiranyakashipu. Their wealth had been stolen and their wives kidnapped by Hiranyakashipu. Now Hiranyakashipu, having been killed, their wealth and wives were returned and their wives were satisfied. The inhabitants of various lokas or planets offered their respectful obeisances unto the Lord because they were relieved by the death of Hiranyakashipu. Disturbances similar to these created by Hiranyakashipu are now taking place all over the world because of demoniac governments. As stated in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the men of the governments of Kali Yuga will be no better than rogues and plunderers, Thus, the populace will be harassed on one side by scarcity of food and on another by heavy taxation by the government. In other words, the people in most parts of the world in this age are harassed by the ruling principles of Hiranyakashipu. Mukham karoti vachanam panghun langayate girim yat kripa tam ham vandhe Shri Guru Dina Taranam Paramananda Madhavam. So it's very nice purport. Srila Prabhupada mentions at the end that, in other words, the people in most parts of the world in this age are harassed by the ruling principles of Hiranyakashipu. So what are these ruling principles of Hiranyakashipu? The very name Hiranyakashipu can be analyzed as Hiranya. Hiranya means gold and Kashipu means beautiful bed, because Hiranyakashipu was very fond of, was very attached to gold, wealth, and Kashipu. Kashipu means beautiful bed. What for? The bed to enjoy women. So this is the meaning of the word Hiranyakashipu. And after his killing, in this chapter we are reading that all the inhabitants of different lokas, Siddha Loka, Charanas, Vidyadharas, and in today's verse, the Nagaloka, inhabitants of Nagaloka, they are offering prayers to Narsingadev because they were kept in so much torture. They were tortured so many times. The Nagas, they are saying that the hoods, the jewels on their hoods were taken away, their wives were taken away by Hiranyakashipu. In this way, he was torturing the various inhabitants of the various lokas, and Narsingadev came and killed him. So, they use this word here in this today's verse. Now, since his chest has been pierced by your nails, Lord Narsingadev, in order that Lord Brahma's benedictions to Hiranyakashipu are not violated, did not use any weapons as such to kill Hiranyakashipu. But that's another story. Used his nails. Now Sri Jayadeva Goswami has very nicely composed in his Dasavatar Stotra the principal incarnations and glorified the principal incarnations. And regarding Narsingadev, he says, Tava kara kamalavare nakhamadabhuta shringam dalita hiranyakashipu tana bhingam keshavadrita narhari rupa jai jagadishahare Jai Jagadish Hare. So here Jayadeva Goswami ji, he is saying, Tavakara Kamalavare. Kara means hand. Kamalavare, your hands are like lotus. But on those lotus-like hands, there are nails like vajra. Vajra means like a thunderbolt. Seems like a contradiction. How can there be a lotus and their combination with a vajra? Jai Shri Shri Radha Rasa Bihari ki jai, Shri Gonitai ki jai, Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. A lotus, and then on the other hand you see a vajra, which is a very fearful, fierce thing. And Jayadeva Goswami reconciles this. Adabutta Shringam. This is a wonderful this activity of the Lord. Nakam Adabutta Shringam. He uses this word Adabutta Shringam. Vichitra or Adbud. Something very wonderful. These pastimes of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha through their three lives are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That when Jai and Vijay stopped the four Kumaras from entering Vaikuntha, saying that you are only small, the Kumaras cursed Jai and Vijay. At that time, Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna personally intervened and said, the curse of the four Kumaras is irretrievable. You cannot retrieve that. You cannot counteract that curse. But I can offer you a choice. Either you can take three births as demons, or you can take seven births as devotees. That way the curse of the four Kumaras can be adjusted. So Jai and Vijay, knowing very well that it was the desire of the Lord to engage in battle, this is the fighting spirit which is there in the Lord also. Because Raso Vai Saha, he is the origin of all rasas. This tendency to fight is there in the Lord also. But in Vaikuntha, they are also demons. They are not demons. So they, Vijay and Vijay, understanding the desire of the Lord, they accepted this. And also, to take three births in the material world would imply a much shorter time than seven births as devotees. So they chose, we'll be happy, three births as demons, because this will be the pleasure of the Lord. This is what the desire of the Lord. He wants that. So they came in three births, Jai and Vijay. The first birth was as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And the second time they came as Ravan and Kumbhakaran. Ravan's brother, Kumbhakaran. And third time they came as Shishupal and Dantavakra. And then in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is further described that they also appeared. Does anyone know? Can anyone say? Fourth. Yes, Jagai and Madhai. They came fourth time as Jagai and Madhai, in which incarnation they actually got, they attained love of God. Although initially they were very sinful, but by the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became great devotees, chanting 2 lakh names of the Lord every day. So, as opposed to the situation which Hiranyakashipu had created, claiming that he was God. No one could even utter the name of Vishnu in his kingdom except Prahlad. Opposed to that, we see that when saintly persons rule the planet or rule the world, then all the people are very peaceful. A situation like Ramarajya exists. Since Lord Ramchandra's appearance is there in a few days' time, Ram Navami, a few incidents from the exemplary character and activities of Lord Ramchandra I would like to mention here. During the time of Lord Ramchandra, everyone was very peaceful, free from disease, old age, and it is described by Shukadeva Goswami in the Bhagavatam that for those people who did not want death, even death was not there. Because he was a very just king. He treated all his subjects equally, very fairly. In the Valmiki Ramayana, there is one incident recounted that once when Lord Ramchandra was ruling, one dog came to his door, and Lakshman saw this door, the dog at the door. This dog was in very great pain, and blood was coming out from his head, from the top of his head. So Lakshman asked this dog, "What is the matter with you? You seem to be in extreme pain." Rupi, can you sit a little bit further back, if you don't mind? Thank you. So he asked this dog. This dog said, I'll make my complaint to Lord Ramchandra. Give me the permission. I don't want to discuss this with you. I want to discuss with Lord Ramchandra." So Lakshman went inside and asked Lord Ram, "This dog has come with some complaint. He is suffering very much. He is in extreme pain. Can we admit him in your darbar, in your palace?" Lord Ramchandra said, yes, please. Because Lord Ramchandra was very fair, equal to everyone. He could not tolerate the suffering of anyone. So this dog was brought before Lord Ramchandra. And Lord Ramchandra asked this dog, "What is this, the matter? You seem to be in extreme pain. What happened?" So this dog explained that, "I was lying down in the street and one Brahman came and he beat me with a stick so many times. Now blood is coming up and I'm in extreme pain because of this." So as he heard this, Lord Ramchandra immediately sent his men, "Find out who that Brahman is, bring him here." So they went and brought this Brahman before Lord Ramchandra. So Lord Rama, he wanted to hear from this Brahman, "Why did you act so cruelly? We should be always kind to all living entities, even lower animals. We should never torture any living entity. This is the quality of a saintly person." So this Brahman, he replied that, "I was coming back from the temple after doing my duties in the temple, and this dog was lying on my way. I tried very hard to get him to move so that I don't touch him and get impure, but he would not get up. So I was hungry. I had to go. I beat him with my stick. So Lord Ramchandra, and he said, "You're a Brahman. Generally Brahmins are not given any punishment. But we like to hear from this dog, because he is suffering extreme pain. How does he feel? And what punishment does he think that this Brahman should be awarded?" So this dog, he said, "My dear Lord Ramchandra, you should make this Brahman in charge of some mutt." So Lord Ramchandra was surprised. In charge of some mutt? This looks like a promotion. He beat you so badly, and instead of punishing him, you're saying you should make him in charge of some mutt. "Can you explain?" he asked to the dog. "Can you explain what is the logic of this?" So this dog replied, "Actually, in my previous life, I was also a Brahman in charge of a mutt. But I misbehaved towards people. My attitude was very cruel. I would treat everyone in a very insulting manner. Because of that, I was awarded this dog's body. So please make him in charge of some mutt. So he will also misbehave and get the dog's body." So this event is recorded in the Valmiki Ramayana. And how during Lord Ramchandra's time, all living entities were satisfied, all the seasons were regular, proper time rain, proper time winter, proper time summer, whereas nowadays we see many conflicting, many opposite conditions. Another time, one Brahman and his wife came to meet Lord Ramachandra, because his doors were always open. Not present day politicians. To meet anyone, so difficult these days, any person of responsibility, so called responsibility or leadership. But Lord Ram's doors were open for everyone, and especially for Brahmanas, sadhus. Nowadays, you find in the people's house, sign is written, "Beware of dog." They don't welcome sadhus at all. "Beware of dog." And somewhere it said that the dogs are those people who own the houses, actually. Anyway, so this Brahman and his wife, they were lamenting, crying very pitifully, wailing like anything, because the Brahman was carrying his dead son, just a small boy who had passed away suddenly. They were in extreme lamentation. That's natural. This Brahman said to Lord Ramachandra, "Dear Lord, I cannot understand this. In your kingdom, and my son, innocent son, he has died at such a young age when he should be playing around with everyone. This can only mean that there is something wrong in your kingdom." He charged like that. Of course, Lord Ramchandra could not tolerate this. So, he consulted his Purohits, ministers and Purohits. What is the reason that this son has died suddenly? The Purohits gave this answer. There is one Shudra in your kingdom, in your jurisdiction, and he is doing unauthorized austerities. Austerities which he is not worthy of. That is the reason why this child has died suddenly. So as soon as Lord Ramachandra heard this, he went out in all the different directions, one by one, to find who was this Shudra who was doing these austerities. But before going, he instructed his ministers that you please preserve the body, the dead body of this boy in oil until I come, because otherwise the body will decompose. There's nothing we can do about it. But preserve this body in oil. Having said that, Lord Ramachandra went in toward seeking in different directions. And in one particular place, Lord Ramachandra, he saw one Shudra. He had tied his feet to the branch of a tree and his head was down. Hiranyakashipu was the other way. He was doing straight with his hands up on his toes, fire emanating from his head until Lord Brahma came and sprinkled water from his kumandalu. This man was doing the opposite. He was doing upside down with his feet up and head down, and is engaged in this type of austerity. So Lord Ramachandra asked him, "What are you doing? What is the purpose of this torturing? This is not austerity, this is torture." But to him, to the Shudra, this was austerity. He thought, by doing this austerity, I will go to Swargaloka. Actually, this is not the authorized way to go to Swargaloka. The authorized way is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Urdhvam gacchanti satvasato madhyam tishthanti rajasa. Urdhvam, up to Swarga. Who goes there? Satvasto, those who are in Satvaguna, mode of goodness. Urdhvam gacchati satvasto madhyam tishtati rajasa. Those who are in rajas, they stay in the material, in the middle planets. Madhyam. Ado gacchanti tamasa. And those who are in tamasagun, they go lower down. So this Shudra's austerities were not authorized at all. Lord Ramachandra, immediately when he heard this, he took his sword and cut the head of this Shudra. As soon as he killed him, he returned to his capital Ayodhya. And when he reached his palace, immediately first he asked, "How is the dead boy doing?" And the answer he got was from the people, "The dead boy is alive and he's playing." These incidents from Valmiki Ramayana. One other incident or anecdote is very instructive is about Hanuman. and the squirrel. Many of you must have heard this, but it's a very instructive anecdote for all of us. When Lord Ramachandra had instructed all the monkeys and the bears, everyone in his army, to construct a bridge, Setu in Sanskrit it's called, from Rameshwaram to Sri Lanka. Hanuman and many other monkeys, they were very powerful. They could uproot big, big mountains, big stones, and just throw them in the ocean. At that time, there was one squirrel. There's a lot of squirrels everywhere. The squirrel was taking a few grains, one at a time, and putting in the ocean. Hanumanji, he felt a little disturbed by this. Get out of my way. Can't you see, we are throwing big, big mountains, big stones, and what this little sand, what this will do? Get out of my way. While doing this, he stepped over that squirrel, and the squirrel died, lost its life. So at that time, Lord Ramachandra instructed to Hanuman. See, Hanuman, you have a lot of strength. You are very powerful. You can lift big mountains and throw them in the ocean, or big stone. And this poor squirrel has very limited strength. But the squirrel is just throwing grains of sand. But don't think that your service is any more dear to me than this squirrel's service. The squirrel is as dear to me as you are. The squirrel is also trying his best to engage in service. And that Lord Ramachandra put his hand over the squirrel, and you see the marks on the squirrel's body. So we learn this lesson. We should never become proud of our ability. The most important quality of any disciple, the most important quality any disciple can have, is unconditional surrender to the order of his spiritual master, his or her spiritual master. And to be very sincere. Even if we are lacking in other qualities or other abilities, this quality of sincerity will lead us to perfection. Krishna will help us if we have this one quality of sincerity, of being sincere. We may not be very, very big managers or big whatever, but if we have this quality of sincerity, of being sincere, then Krishna will help us. He will fulfill, or He will, whatever we lack, He will provide that. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked, how can we become sincere? Some devotees asked him, how can we become sincere? So Srila Prabhupada replied, you can become sincere by becoming sincere. By becoming sincere, you can become sincere. In other words, we must follow all the instructions of the spiritual master. I read by one God brother, he has analyzed the origin of this word, sincere. My God brother has said, this word sincere comes from a Latin word. It's a Latin word. It can be broken into two parts, sine and sera. Sine and sera. So, sine means without, and sera means wax. Wax, you know, candles made of wax. So what has candles and without to do with Krishna consciousness? In the olden days, the Latin people, Italian, Romans, were very fond of marble artifices, statues particularly, and they were really very meticulous. They wanted everything pakka, no holes in it. Sometimes those people who were making these statues, if there was some hole, they would put in some wax just to make it look like real marble. No one could tell the difference. It seemed almost like marble. But those who, the purchasers, were very meticulous, they did not want anything but pure marble. So that's how they said, sine sera, without wax. I want this marble without any wax. Sincera, that's how the word. So that's what Srila Prabhupada preached. Without any compromise, the actual message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purity is the force. That's the quality we should develop, sincerity. While thinking of this pastime of Lord Ramachandra constructing this bridge from Rameshwaram to Sri Lanka, which is actually a fact, it's not a myth. Even some scientists from NASA, I believe, have found some evidence. Nevertheless, we have our own evidence from Valmiki Ramayana. When this matter about the bridge came in light, one politician from South India, chief minister of some place, he, according to the tradition of the demons, said, it's not possible that Lord Ramchandra constructed this bridge. So some saintly persons, they asked him, how can you say that? What is your logic for saying that it's not possible that Lord Ramchandra could have constructed? We devotees, sadhus, we have our own evidences, principally from the scriptures, and even some from modern scientists, NASA and all that. But what is your evidence? Why do you say that it's not possible that Lord Ramachandra could have constructed this bridge? So he gave such a foolish answer. And the previous verse today to today is, this fool Hiranyakashipu is addressed as a fool. Hiranyakashipu uses the word murk. And he's this one, South Indian minister, is even a more fool than that. He gets such a foolish answer that Lord Ramchandra, he did not have a degree in civil engineering. So he could not possibly have built the bridge. There is a limit to the foolishness or stupidity of any person. How stupid can you get? How foolish can you get? Does Lord Ramchandra need a degree in civil engineering to construct a bridge when he has made so many planets already floating in the air? Millions and millions of universes he has created. He doesn't need a degree in civil engineering. Such a foolish person. Okay, I'll just one more. Connected to this Narsingadev. I had some more, but time is running out. Radharamanji. You all have visited Radharamanji in Vrindavan? How many of you have visited Radharamanji? Oh, good. Almost all. Very good. Fine. Now, the pastimes of Lord Sri Radharamanji are very well connected to Narsingadev. So, on the same evening that Lord Narsingadev appeared, Narsingha Chaturdasi, Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami, he is the founder of the Radharaman temple. He was reading the same pastimes, the same very chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, same skanda, when Narsingadev appeared out of the pillar. How he appeared? Why he appeared? Because Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, "You are talking all this Vishnu all the time. Where is this Vishnu?" Prahlad said, "He's everywhere." And he said, "Is he there in this pillar?" Prahlad said, "Yes, he's there in this pillar also." So, to keep the words of Prahlad intact, because the words of his devotee cannot be redundant. They must come true, cannot be untruthful. Yes, Prahlad has said, "I am in this pillar, so I must come out of this pillar." So, when Hiranyakashipu said, "Okay, he's in this pillar," went with his sword to the pillar, and Narsingadev came. And the rest we know, he killed. Time is over? Yeah? Okay. Time is over. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.